Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the current heat wave that's blazing through Kansas feedlots has already killed an estimated 10,000 head of cattle. Now, final death numbers continue to come in, so that number is sure to rise. But what is known as of right now is that leading up to these heartbreaking losses in the Ulysses, Kansas area, temperatures were over 100 degrees. There was lots of humidity and little to no wind to help cool the animals off. Now, large losses in feedlots due to heat stress seem to start every year around June, says veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff with Kansas State University Extension. He explains that when there's a perfect storm of too much heat and no opportunity for nighttime cooling, cattle can accumulate heat and die from stress, and it's a situation that can hit both feedlot and grazing animals. He says there are some preventative measures that cattle owners can take. In addition to giving cattle additional water sources, it helps to use sprinklers overnight to cool the pen floor, shades, large mounds, and keeping weeds and hay bales out of the way to allow for breezes are also all basic strategies, but are certainly very effective when temperatures rise and there's lots of humidity in cattle country. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.